Hi, I'm Bonnie Landry, and welcome to Make Joy Normal. With my co-hosts, Celia Smith and Christina, and the guests we have on our show, we would like to share the opportunity to walk with you. We're so grateful for all the listeners and for all the questions and the comments that we get on our show. We're just so thankful that you are tuning in and you have a desire to make joy normal in your own life. As part of your daily walk, we hope that we can support you in this. We ask that if this has been valuable to you, that you share, like, or leave us a review. That's how we get the word out so that we can help others make joy normal too.
Good afternoon to my guests, Walter Crawford and Maureen Whitnam. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. So these guys are the brains behind Homeschool Connections, which my listeners hear me talk about on a fairly regular basis. We had such a great experience, and I wish you guys had been around when my older kids were schooling, because it would have just really made a big difference. So I just want to ask my listeners to just be, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your ongoing support. I just would hope that if you, this is a good episode for you, or if you think that you might be interested in Homeschool Connections, please just forward this episode to whoever you think might be interested. That would be fantastic. So we can start with a little prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just ask that we can be a conduit for your love and your joy with Walter and Maureen as we sort of go through Homeschool Connections, what they do, what they offer. We just ask that whoever needs to be listening to this, whoever needs to hear this, can be have access to it and be listening to our words. Just ask that your words are in our mouths and we can share your love and your glory. We just want to ask the intercession of St. Philip Neri, patron of joy, pray for us. St. Thomas Aquinas, patron of chastity, pray for us. And Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I was hoping, can we have a little bit of background first, before we sort of get into the conference and what you guys are doing for that, just on Homeschool Connections for sort of new listeners or people who haven't heard you guys before or don't or aren't familiar. Like, first of all, maybe just a little bit about you two each. Like,
sure. Yeah, I'll start us off, and because I was the first, but hardly the first now. you know, so first off, so a little bit about me, Walter Crawford. I've been we're homeschooling parents. My wife and I, we live in Fort Worth, Texas, actually a suburb of Fort Worth, Texas. And we have six kids, two of them are in college, four are still in the roost at home. And we've been homeschooling ever since day one.
Awesome.
And it's been very successful for us. Not without its own challenges, as everyone would know.
Yeah.
But it's more rewarding than more benefits than costs, you might say.
Okay.
In terms of the organization, I can talk a little bit about that. But let me do this. I don't want to get ahead of myself because Maureen's going to need to introduce herself too.
Yeah.
So Maureen, you can introduce yourself and I can get into our story.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd love that.
So I'm Maureen Whitman and, Walter's sidekick. I homeschooled my kids also from day one. I've graduated my youngest. So he graduated at the height of the pandemic, April of 2020. And but continuing to work with homeschoolers you know, just giving back all that the homeschoolers gave to me for all those years. So I graduated seven of them. They turned out pretty good. So I just want to say, as a mom at this end, if you're, you know, you're just starting or you're in the middle of it, and I just want you to know that, you know, this day does come. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. And you'll look back on it.
And you'll miss it.
And you'll miss it. Yeah. And you kind of forget those trials. You know, when my kids, you know, who has a little baby, was asked, you know, saying something about how hard parenting and homeschooling must have been for me, you know, and I'm like, no, yeah. I don't remember it being hard. I remember, you know, being, I guess, tough. I mean, you know, you had to be on top of it. And, mm-hmm. and there are times you're worried, like, am I enough? Am I doing enough? Can I do this? But I think just that it was so worth it that, you, mm-hmm. you know, the fruits was so abundant that, yeah, when you get to this end of it, you're not going to be focused on all those bad things. You're going to be focused on all the good. Mm-hmm. And your kids will appreciate it. And even the ones that, you know, for a while question everything you do.
Yeah.
You know, and when they get to be adults, especially when they start having their own kids, they'll come back to you and say,
yeah,
you know, thank you. I'm so glad we had a great childhood. You know, I had a great education. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. At this moment in time, all my grandkids are being homeschooled, and it's like, yeah, cool. Cause I didn't ram that down their throats. Right. It was just so neat to see them appreciating it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so far all of my grandchildren are being homeschooled. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think they would be doing that if they didn't appreciate it themselves.
Exactly. So yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to see. And it's, you know, and that's another aspect of homeschooling is, mm-hmm. you know, once your children do graduate and then start having their own children, they get to be homeschool grandma.
Yeah.
And they get to benefit from your knowledge and your experience and your bookshelf.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Do you guys need this?
Yeah. I passed down all the Saxon books.
Oh, and yeah.
Quite a few others. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So Maureen, just so my people know, like you and I very much cut from the same cloth. And I recognize that the first time several years ago now, we were speaking at the same conference. You were keynoting and I was giving a talk at this conference in California. And yeah, I realized that you and I were really cut from the same cloth. And so that would resonate spirit with my listeners. You know, what's that?
We're kindred spirits.
Yes, spirit, absolutely. Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay, so thank you. And you have a book. Your book, I can't remember the title. I'm sorry.
Oh, so I've written a few books, but okay, I think you're probably thinking of For the Love of Literature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is all about teaching through real books, mm-hmm. and sort of a Charlotte Mason relaxed
nice
style of home education. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, teaching math.
Yeah.
And history and science, you know, using living literature. Yeah.
I love that book. Everything. Yeah. Yeah. So your story, Walter.
Well, I mean, it ties in nicely to what Maureen just said about her books, because early on, I was having this conversation with my dad way back when, 16, 17 years ago, roughly speaking. And the conversation went something like this. Dad, I would like to do something outside of what I'm currently doing. What do you think? How about landscaping? You're a good landscaper. I have no idea what I would be doing, but I sure would like to do it. And he said, no, that's not a good idea. Gas prices are too high, da, 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 da. Let's do something else. And so he said, and he asked me what I liked. And anyway, we were homeschooling at the time. We had started down that path, and it was pretty obvious that it was a good a possibility. And I had an expertise in online education. So I was doing that in my corporate job. That was a big part of what I was doing.
Okay.
And so that was the first domino, that conversation in the kitchen at the place we used to live at. And then it turned into reaching out, because the whole notion of Homeschool Connections was to connect homeschoolers with talks, speakers that they couldn't reach or couldn't go to at conferences and things of that sort. Let's put them in touch with them online. Well, anyway, I had to do some research into this. I asked my wife, who was very much into researching homeschooling at the time, and who are the good kind of go-to people to talk to.
Right.
And Maureen's name came up because of her book, and also just because of her popularity. And
her charm
at conferences and whatnot. So what's that, Bonnie?
What'd getting her charm.
Yeah, exactly. And so those things kind of culminated into reaching out to Maureen as a speaker at this Homeschool Connections event, which is basically a series of webinars, like I mentioned earlier, which they're so ubiquitous now. You're a dime a dozen in so many ways.
Right.
But content's king. And so I thought it'd be great for bringing this to people.
Yeah.
And while people liked it, they were really.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. It was a big deal.
2007, 2008. Yeah.
Right.
And what Maureen was hearing from her peers is, this is great, but can you help me teach my kids? Because there are a lot of Protestant avenues for this already that existed, but nothing in the Catholic sphere. And so.
Not really up on my calculus.
That's what we did. Yeah. And so we did that. We offered our first class with Ed Rivette. And we weren't sure how it was going to go, because we had this kind of hybrid approach. Some of the kids would go to his office. He was a Michigan Right to Life lobbyist, and he was in his office. And he would. Some kids would be at the round table that would part of their office, and some would be online. And we wanted to measure that. What would it be like? And for push comes to shove, kids in person were saying, we really wish we were online, you know?
Right. Okay.
That was when we knew. We knew we were onto something when the kids that were sitting around the table said, I'd rather be taking this from my home.
And I'm sure the moms too, like not having to get kids somewhere when you got a, you know, a bunch of other kids, a van full of other kids or whatever. Right.
Yeah. And our model has always been, and from that point forward, Maureen and I, let me back up. We connected. We thought, well, let's see what this is going to take us. Maureen, why don't you and I meet, and I'll bring my wife, and we flew up to Detroit, and we hit it off immediately, and got a chance to get to know Rob, her husband, and whatnot, and Emily got a chance to know Maureen, and it was hand in glove kind of moment. So we felt like it was a really good fit, and we said we'd pray about it. I think it wasn't that much long afterwards. Maureen said, "I'd like to do this," and so. Cool. We proceeded with putting together a class after class after class, and started with one in the summer of 2008. And here we are with over 200 plus classes. And a lot more kids and families.
The original plan was we would do 3 or 4 courses a semester. You know, I saw a lot of our local homeschool moms putting their kids into high school, not because they wanted to, but just because they didn't feel
adequate.
High school courses. And so we just thought it would be this little thing we did on the side. We never imagined. We have over 500 courses in recording.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, I think we're actually up over 800.
it's a lot. Yeah, it's quite a few. Insane.
Yeah, 220 courses live each year.
So can you guys kind of explain, because there's two ways, there's live classes and then there's the recorded classes. Can you kind of explain how that works so people know what they're looking at?
I'll tackle the live, Maureen, you tackle the recorded. How's that sound?
So the recorded courses are what you would call asynchronous. So they're available 24/7 year round, 365 days a year. You can take them anytime. They're self-paced. Basically, they are recordings of the live courses, and you get all the same course materials that came with that live interactive course. So you get the homework, any answer keys, any course materials that came with the original course.
Right.
And then the student can do it at their pace, on their schedule. So, you know, we started with the live courses, but we had about a year and a half into it, parents were coming to us saying, "I would love to take this government course, but I can't make it at Fridays on noon. Can I just watch the recording?" And so we started what's called unlimited access. You pay one price for the entire family.
Right.
And you can take as many recorded courses as you want. So if you get down a rabbit trail, all of a sudden you have a kid who wants to learn everything there is about World War II.
Right.
You have a course just on World War II.
Okay.
Or you have a child who's decided, you know, I want to look into programming. I'm thinking about, that might be a good career for me. They could take a recorded course on programming.
Now, if they wanted.
It's a course just on the dog.
Right.
Sorry.
If a parent wanted to say, for example, have quizzes and final exam or whatever, is that something that can be addressed?
Yeah. So with the recorded courses, again, they come with all the same homework and everything as a live, but you don't have a teacher necessarily grading it.
Okay.
So most of them will have self-graded quizzes. So where the computer does the grading for you.
Okay.
Where that's not possible. So say your child needs to write an original essay.
Right.
So it needs a grader. You have one of two options. You can grade that yourself, and where possible, we'll provide a rubric. That's not always possible because it's an original work.
Right.
But the other option is you can pay someone. We have what's called instructor access, where the teacher will do the grading for you. And it's an additional charge, but it's very affordable. We take ourselves out of the equation. You pay the teacher directly to keep it affordable.
Okay.
So that is part of our mission. You know, first and foremost, our mission is to give glory to God.
Yeah.
You know? But our mission is also to provide a service that we feel no one else is providing. We do.
Yeah.
All of our courses are a la carte. We're not a school. We're not a program. You pick and choose. It works for your family. And then also part of our mission is, because Walter and I are homeschoolers too, we know what it's like to live on one income in a two-income world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to keep it as affordable as possible. And we work really hard to do that for you. So you only pay a monthly fee, and you get access to all the recorded courses for your entire family, whether you have one child or 10 children, whether you're doing one course or 10 courses. And again, if you find yourself down a rabbit trail and you need something like today,
Right.
Always make sure you check unlimited access, because what you need is probably in there.
Okay. Do you mind me asking what the cost of unlimited access is for the family fee?
It's $34.97 per family.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. So live classes. My kids only did live classes, so that's what I'm familiar with. And so the youngest two did several years of live classes, which was fantastic. Really, our experience with that was just fantastic. Really good instructors, really easy access to instructors. It was great. I've ended up interviewing a number of your of your teachers.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yes. We have such good people.
Yeah.
It's funny. We don't always know the things that happen within the organization, like you reaching out to them and having an interview with them.
Yeah.
So let us know if we happen to promote those. But live courses, Maureen kind of hit on a lot of the things that live courses entails. I mean, as we pointed out earlier, we have about 200 live courses, more than 200 live courses this upcoming school year. And we've just launched a new learning management system, which is going to make it much easier even to find the courses.
Yeah.
And then to register for them. And I could go into the benefits of all the things that the LMS offers now, but the most important aspect of it is we're really trying to simplify things for parents.
Yeah.
Because we kept hearing from them, you know, we love you guys, but, and it's always followed up with some restrictions on the technology that we had and even as early as last year. But this year we've augmented it, made it better. So it's fully integrated. Okay. So when you register, you see it in your list of courses. You can get your receipts for any kind of reimbursement that you may need or just for your records. And then your student will be able to access the course 2 weeks before class time starts. So all that's fully automated now. But the most important thing, I think, the calling out about the live courses is, one, they're a la carte, as Maureen pointed out earlier. So you can choose however many courses or how many few courses. You know, maybe we're a great stopgap, right?
Yeah.
So if there's a course that you can't find anywhere else, but you need to have it for your high schooler to graduate. Or maybe there's just a keen interest in a particular subject, like World War II or whatever. They could go and register for that course. And that's the only thing. There's no registration fee. Meaning, I should say this, there's no application fee.
Yeah.
None of that. It's the price of the course is what it costs.
Right.
Now, there may be books that they need to purchase, that sort of thing. But most of the time, the teachers try to provide resources that are very cost effective, maybe older editions or newer editions, whichever is more affordable, or maybe online resources, maybe original documents. Like I know our founding there's a course that we had that had all that was leveraging the founding documents, the founding father documents.
Right.
And there's a website that has 101 founding father documents.
Right.
And so they'll leverage that. They'll read it online. And that's a great way of keeping things obviously affordable, but to know that they can go to that and reference it and read it and learn about it is really keen. Is really, really critical to the outcome. But the other side of this is, though, that we like to really tout is that our teachers. Our teachers are phenomenal. We painstakingly look at teachers, their credentials, and their passion. One of the things that's really critical for us is how passionate they are about the subject matter. We ask them to teach within the framework of the Catholic Church, the teachings of the Catholic Church, but their passion is really key, is really important here. And it's infectious. You know, it's kind of what we talk about enthusiasm is it can be infectious. That's kind of our approach here. We want to find teachers that have this enthusiasm, this effervescent quality, right? That they about their subject matter that, you know, wants the kids to learn and it encourages the kids to learn more. And to know that learning is fun and it can be enjoyable is the other aspect that we try to feed the kids on. So, it's the live courses are just what you might imagine. I should point out that in terms of just a practical aspect of it, they usually meet once a week. All of their work will be, you know, they'll have quizzes, they may have assignments, they may have essays, they may have project work to do that they have to record on video and then put in front of their teacher. You know, there's a host of possibilities. If they're in a language class, they may have to record themselves and upload that recording to our platform and then for the teacher to give feedback. There's all sorts of possibilities and avenues for students to basically experience what they would otherwise experience in the traditional classroom. So there's that aspect.
Right. I found that very good for a couple of reasons. One was I felt that the descriptions of the courses tended to be really good, like how much class time you would be out of class time you would be expected to be using of your day and all of that. So it helps you choose courses. But also it gave my high schoolers an opportunity to learn from somebody who wasn't me and do a project or write or for somebody who wasn't me. And that was a really important skill as they went into college and university, right? That somebody who wasn't me saying, okay, well, here's my expectation of your essay, and here's the things I want you to work on. So it's like, oh, okay, that I actually, the way I was taught may not be the same as what you want. And so I felt it was really important for high school as I, got my younger kids got up to that age range, really, really important. Can I share a quick story with you about enthusiasm?
Oh, yeah.
Because sure, yeah. My daughter, Lydia, my youngest daughter, 3 or 4 years ago, took a course with Joseph Pierce on Dante. And it was like an introduction. Of course, they can't do the entire works of Dante. So they read through portions of the Divine Comedy. And so she fell in love with it. She just completely fell in love with it. So we bought the Divine Comedy. She read it herself. She just adored it. She wrote this beautiful essay on... she didn't have to. I didn't ask her to. He didn't ask her to. It was after a year after the course was over. But having read it herself, he just lit a fire, right? And so she wrote this beautiful essay. So I sent it to him, just said, this is the impact you had, right? And I thought, it would be nice to share this this essay with you on Dante because you lit that fire under her. And then she kept on about it, and she wanted me to read it with her. So we actually read it together again a couple of years after she did the class. And of course, then I fell in love with the Mycodia as well. It was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So just one little story of many, many of the profs were affected my kids that way, and I just thought it was just so good.
We hear that a lot. Yeah,
I bet. Yeah,
and we do so start at, third grade. We're kind of relaxed homeschoolers at heart. Yeah, and I don't really want to go any younger than that. And the grade school program, we're rather than really teaching children online, we're providing guidance and help for the parents. We're only meeting with the parent and the child in the grade school program for just 30 minutes.
And will you do multiple kids, like if they wanted?
So yeah, so that, for the middle year, designed for families. So yes.
Yeah, so oh, okay.
Project based. It's very Charlotte Mason. Wow. Lots of living literature, reading aloud.
Yeah.
So really, just giving parents a, kind of a daily checkoff list based on a 4-day week, and then just. They can come to class, and students, if they want to, the children can share their projects.
Right.
I mean, my own grandchildren are taking it and they love it.
That's awesome.
So, so we started out just doing high school. People asked for middle school, so we added it. They asked for grade school, we added
it. It forms people. Like if a family is, this is what they'd like to do, but they don't really know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right. It might be something that they do for a year or two, and okay, now I can, go out on my own with this or whatever. So, So thank you guys for providing that. It's a wonderful thing. So I wanted to start sort of chatting about the conference, because this is really what we wanted I wanted to have you guys on so that we could bring it to people's attention, my listeners' attention, about the conference that's coming up. So I've done either a recorded talk, one live talk at previous conferences in the past. They've been really, really good conferences. And I'm really honored that you guys asked me to do one of your keynotes. I'm very flattered and very honored. And I feel very special to have been chosen. So thank you for that.
Well, I just want to say, so, my heart was touched at the beginning when you said, St. Philip Neri, right?
Yeah.
Patron of joy.
I love him.
So he's our patron too. He is.
I noticed that. Yeah.
The conference, because we really want to promote that joy of homeschooling. If you're not having fun,
do something different.
you really do need to find the joy. And so, I just love that he's your patron as well as ours. And you're just a natural fit. Walter and I, it was kind of a no-brainer, right, Walter? We were like, all right, who do we need to close the conference? And it was immediate, Bonnie.
Oh, so thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm delighted. So I'd love for you guys to kind of tell my listeners sort of what – first of all, how was the conference born? And then if we can get into kind of the practicalities, like what can they expect if they sign up for it? Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it started with the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Essentially,
everything did.
I mean, pandemics, it stopped a lot of things, but it started some things, right?
Yeah.
And for us, it started the conference. You know, it was born of that because so many things were shut down in person, mm-hmm. right? It was Maureen and I had entertained the idea once the pandemic kind of hit. Boy, wouldn't it be great to have our own online conference?
Yeah.
But we realized there's just not enough time to do it because it was probably it was March when kind of the everything started shutting down.
Yeah.
And so someone approached us about it and we said, yeah, let's give it a go. And we had about in 6 weeks time, we went from idea to delivery and execution. So that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy.
The whole managing school connections, right? Everyone's going online. Our phone calls, our emails are up 400%.
Oh, it must have exploded.
Right? I mean, our business wasn't up 400%, but our questions were, you know, just trying to help people and just doing everything we could with that outreach and then adding the conference. And I don't know. How did we do that, Walter? I don't know.
I know. That's what I'm wondering.
It was, and we had probably, I think, 10,000 people or so register for it.
Yeah.
The first one. Now, that's.
Yeah, we thought, we'll be lucky. Like, and, you know, we have done conferences, many conferences.
Yeah.
We did the Refresh Conference every February. We had free, that's how we got started doing the webinars.
Yeah.
So we knew the technology and we had lots of helpers, right, Walter? I mean,
And
we had Talis Iskander, who was the one who really, you know, who pushed us into doing it, was a huge, huge, huge help to us, huge blessing.
Yeah.
And then the speakers, because none of the speakers, right, they're all shut down. They have nothing better to do.
Yeah, we're not going to conferences.
I mean, we did it free. It was a free conference. The speakers all did it for free. No one charged. I reached out. I thought, okay, we'll get, you know, maybe 10 speakers. I reached out to like 30 people.
Yeah.
And we ended up with, I think, 33. Like more than I asked.
Quite a few more than we expected.
It was crazy. And then we thought we'll be lucky if 1,000 people show up. 10,000 showed up from all around the world, Australia.
That must have caused some tech issues.
It did actually.
Yeah.
Did.
So,
in fact, the day of launch, we didn't, there was kind of a, well, we opened the site up. We opened up where they were going to be watching the talks and it completely just shut down on us.
But we got a backup.
We're like, oh my gosh. And it only happened for a very brief period of time. It wasn't probably more than 5 minutes, I think.
Right.
But it was enough to where, you know, here you are, you're launching a conference and you're like, oh my gosh. So it didn't impact necessarily the speakers per se.
Right.
But for anyone who's trying to join, it was kind of an issue. So,
right.
But you know, that was when it was free. And so we had, like Maureen said, we had a lot of people join and we offered these kind of, we wanted to still salvage the conference experience to the best of our ability. Knowing it's online, it's not going to be what everyone wants it from the in-person conference, but we thought we could do a pretty good job of mimicking that. Mm-hmm. And we did. I thought we did a fairly good job. Given everything that had happened, it still gave people a path, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to do. So.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that was the birth of it. Now, fast forward, here we are. We have, it's more organized in many ways because we started this planning process, you know,
a year ago,
almost as soon as the last one ended. Yeah.
Right.
And we've got our lineup of speakers. We're going to have giveaways, raffle giveaways. We're going to have breakout sessions.
Well, and the software is much better. I mean, you know, we're able to, you know, put a little more time and money into it. And it mimics a live conference as much as possible.
Yeah.
Where there will be live interactive talks. There's going to be interactive workshops. And there will also be some pre-recorded talks, which you can watch on your own time. There's interactive booths where you can meet with vendors one-on-one. Because, right, one of the beauties of an in-person conference is being able to go and see and touch. And so even though you can't touch, but you can still meet with those vendors and say, hey, I really like this product. Can you show it to me? Can you explain it to me?
So it's really, brilliant.
It's really a nice way to be able to do it because what we found was, I mean, I think our original intention was, you know, this is something to do to hold us over through the pandemic.
Yeah.
But we found as people wanted us to keep going, because even when conferences were active in every place, they weren't every place, right? I mean, there are people, I have a friend in Montana, like there's no conferences in Montana. There are people who have little children and can't get away, or they're on vacation that week. So we can still continue to serve the Catholic homeschool community in a really special way. And, you know, Walter and I support in-person conferences 100%. This does not replace them. It is in tandem with them. You can do both. And you can even do watch parties. We have people who do kind of a hybrid. So, for example, my daughter hosts a watch party at her house where all her girlfriends come and the dads take the kids. Awesome. And they have chocolate and wine, or I'm not quite sure what they do, but they enjoy the conference together as a group. So there's a lot of ways that you can enjoy it.
Yeah. Take advantage. And I would just add to what Maureen said, you know, one of our, when we're planning the process, when we're planning for the conference, we plan for newbies in mind, of course, but veterans as well. I mean, we want to have that broad appeal. Mm-hmm. One of the things that a lot of parents will struggle with high school, for example. High school is a difficult time. There's more meaning behind the high school years in terms of their long-term success and that sort of thing. And so with that realization, we try to provide things that are provide assurance as best as we can that it's still doable during high school. In fact, it's better you do it during high school.
Yeah.
Kind of, for example, this year, which is kind of nice, we're going to have a graduate panel. So students that have graduated from homeschool that are now successful, that have moved on, one's pursuing his master's degree in biomedicine, I think. And the other one's, it's a mom who was homeschooled and she's planning on homeschooling her own children. Cool. And two are currently in college. Both are Christendom, come to think of it. So,
amazing.
I mean, you know, we want to give them an opportunity, the parents, to bounce questions off these graduates. Yeah. And what was successful for you as a student? What did your parents do to make it to where you are right now? Those are the kinds of questions we anticipate. So we're looking at from parents we have a homeschooling 101 talk that we'll have. And then we'll have all the way to the graduate panel, right?
Yeah.
So, and things in between. So we're going to do a transcript talk, a workshop, I mean. So a transcript / record keeping workshop. And, you know, we have a lot of things going on that are going to help support the effort to homeschool.
Now, can people watch the live talks after their given, like if somebody can't make that time, they can watch them, they'll be uploaded at some point?
Correct. We archive all of them, even the panels. Okay. So we'll do all that. We're gonna have some pre-recorded talks to go with this that were recorded in leading up to the conference. Mm-hmm. They'll be packaged, if you will, with the talks that were presented during the live conference.
Right.
And they'll be available after the conference. So if anyone registers, they'll automatically have access to all these. But if you want to watch it later on, you can always purchase it after the conference is concluded.
Okay. So definitely have access.
They'll be available. Usually we have it all ready to go within a week after the conference is done.
So we even have people who will sign up who don't plan to attend live because everything is recorded and they can watch it. They have access through May of the next year.
Oh, okay. So, perfect. Yeah. Can you access the speakers or the workshop givers, even the pre-recorded ones? Is there a platform to submit questions?
Yes. Yeah, so during the live event, yes.
Yeah.
During the live, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. That's a big part of it. What we do is we moderate that sort of thing. Okay. So what happens is during our talks, we'll have, of course, the speaker, but I'll be there, or if it's a workshop or a panel discussion, or maybe someone else, but either way, they'll be given the opportunity to ask questions of those presence, of those speaking. So it's our intention to try and put them. This is what Homeschool Connections was born to do. You might say when we talked earlier, right?
Yeah.
This is on a grander scale, right? This is the conference, right? Instead of connecting people with that they couldn't make a conference. This is a conference into itself. So yeah, our intention to put them in touch with those folks so they can ask questions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's really good. It's really nice to know that, okay, I just want to pick that person's brain about, you know, they mentioned something and I want to pick their brain about that a little bit. Right.
Yeah. And the same goes, by the way, with our exhibitors, and we're going to have plenty of exhibitors there as well.
Right.
And they're going to have their own booths. So if you have a question about like, say, Franciscan University or, University of Dallas or
so it's Catholic not just Brain. A website, an actual person is kind of manning the booth.
Yeah. They're going to have someone present in their booth. They'll be able to ask them questions about their product or service.
Love
our
it.
Intention is to also have these, what they call 15-minute flash demos,
right?
So three vendors of that'll be determined later on, but three vendors will be able to give a 15-minute demonstration of their particular product or service and how they can support the Catholic homeschooling parents.
Cool.
That's going to be another facet to it this year. And we're doing a bunch of giveaways too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good conference. It's going to be a great conference. And
so this is, I don't know if I said the date at the beginning. So June 7th and 8th.
Okay. Yes, that's right.
So we're just under 2 months away.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then you guys have an early bird registration. So I want to get this up so that my listeners can still access the early bird registration price, which is what?
Off, I believe, right, Walter?
Yeah, it's $10 off. It's $29.97, I believe. And it ends on April 26th.
April 26th.
So register now, everybody. Register now.
Yes. Well, by the time this goes up, this should go up on the 13th.
Yeah.
So I have a couple weeks.
Yeah. And it's
to register
homeschool. Everybody.
CatholicHomeschoolConference.com.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. Pretty basic. The Catholic Homeschool Conference.
Or click on the link in the show notes. Because that'll be Bonnie's link.
I'll have it in the show, top of the show notes. That'd be great. Link.
Yeah.
Something that so the theme this year is rooted in faith, growing in knowledge. I think it's a great theme because faith is first, right? And faith is in support of knowledge, but knowledge is not the be all and end all. And I think that's one of the issues with our culture is that education is kind of worshipped in a sense. And so we have to be really, really clear. You know, education, of course, is important, but we have to be really clear that faith is more important, right? Our relationship with God and others is more important. And I think that's something you guys have really successfully done because of your own attitudes about education, that this is really important. But your family, you know, your family and how they love God and how they love each other is more important, right? And that's just so vital for us to know. And so the title reflects that. When will a schedule be up, or will that be sort of after at registration? So people
today
kind of
or
know.
Tomorrow? It'll be probably tomorrow. Within the next couple of days. Yeah.
Okay, so by the time this is the publication,
we're going to have a final schedule. We should have it up in the next couple of days. So
perfect. Okay.
Yeah, cool. And
so the vendor hall will actually open early. They'll be able to access the recorded courses and the vendor hall a day early. And we do that because we do have a large international audience. So. Right.
Smart.
They're
okay.
Sleeping while we were up. So we want to make sure that they
so then people can start watching the pre-recorded talks.
Right. And then they're going
to
they
be
afterwards.
More accessible to the live ones. Okay. Yeah. Smart.
And the vendor hall will remain open also for an extra day after the conference ends.
Okay.
And then again, we'll move all those recordings, those recorded lectures, we'll record all of the workshops, all the keynotes, and all of that will go into a web page that you'll be able to access as an attendee. For the next year. And we've had people, local homeschool groups have told us they meet once a month and they watch a video, you know, or they have like Mom's Night
That's
Out.
Fantastic.
And then they have treats and they watch a lecture together and then they talk about it. They discuss how that applies to their family. And I mean, one group even invited me, they invite the speaker, they reach out to the speaker and say, hey, will you join us on Zoom?
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we're going to watch this, your talk together. And then if you could join us afterwards on Zoom.
Right. Oh, it's always so cringy watching your own talks, right?
Pardon.
Okay. So just as this is a question for my own self. So when I'm speaking, somebody can submit questions.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And so one of you or somebody, a monitor of some sort, will say, oh, this question's been submitted.
Yep.
Correct. It'll
cool.
be me.
I love that.
Yeah, it'll be me. It'll be like, oh, Bonnie, we get this great question that you just received. Here it is. Kathy's asking. And then it'll be
okay.
Like that.
I love that.
And you can also communicate throughout the conference. There's an area where kind of a lounge, right, where parents will just chat.
Oh, I'm going to be in the lounge.
Yeah, that's so I hang out in the lounge a lot. A lot of speakers will hang out in the lounge, especially right after your talk. So, you know, people will have questions, just like at a live conference, right? When I get my best questions after the talk's over and I'm walking back to the table.
Well, so. It's really true because people sort of have a chance, you know, when you allow your 10 minutes or so of, you know, Q&A at the end of your talk, the people are often sort of like, you know, especially if it's a new idea, you know, like, hey, you don't have to punish your kids to do their math. There's other ways. What do you mean by that? And then, but it's later after they've sifted through it, you know, that they come to your book table or whatever, right? And that's when the really good questions come out for sure. So yeah, I'll be lounging around. So is there anything else you guys would like to share in terms of the conference itself that people should know that I didn't ask?
I mean, I think you asked a lot of great questions. I would just say that we're excited to have people joining us. You know, it's going to be a great conference. It's going to have some wonderful speakers, great activity, great energy, a lot of wonderful speakers. And I think, again, we're not just looking at just the beginning homeschoolers. We're not looking at just the veteran. We're looking at everyone in between as well. So everyone can really benefit from this. And there's going to be wonderful things. It's going to be an international audience. So your audience will be from the Philippines in some cases to New Zealand to Canada to, you know, here in the United States. I know we have some folks from Mexico that plan on attending as well. So quite a bit of diversity too.
Yeah, so one last thing that I would add is make sure you visit all of the vendors at the conference, all of the exhibitors, because most of them will have special deals. You'll find a lot of good, right, conference discounts or free downloadables. So every year we've been blessed with some great deals from our exhibitors. So just make sure to visit all those exhibitors, their booths. They have virtual booths.
And sounds great,
You may just, you know, people end up saving way more than they pay for the ticket. It's a good thrifty investment. Right.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, exactly. Right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me. This is terrific. I really hope that lots of my listeners will sign up. I know I've heard from a few that said, I joined this conference. Aww. One woman who's like, I'm just starting homeschooling and I'm so excited to join. So yeah, fantastic.
Wonderful.
If you guys can just stay on the line for a minute once I stop recording. Did you have another question or a thought?
No, I was just saying wonderful. That's good to hear.
Yeah, really good. All right. So God bless you. I'll be praying for your conference and for you guys as you enter into this busy season.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Bye.